The EPA credits the improvement in the health of lakes to a 1990 law that reduced sulfur dioxide emissions, mainly from coal-burning power plants. Cutting SO2 pollution means several things, including less disruption to the lake's food chain. Now EPA agrees with President Bush's call for Congress to pass his so-called Clear Skies Initiative. That plan aims for more reductions in sulfur dioxide, as well as cuts in emissions of nitrogen oxides and mercury. But several state air pollution regulators say the plan doesn't go far enough. Lloyd Egan is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Basically, my feeling is that the levels in the Clear Skies Initiative really offer too little reduction and it comes too late.
But the EPA calls the Clear Skies Initiative a market-based, workable approach to pollution control. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach reporting.